Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting second. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Evans. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pinky Hargrave. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Elam Van Gilder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Elam Van Gilder. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Fred Haney. Batting second. The second baseman, Les Burke. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Wingo. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Wells. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ed Wells. And now, play ball. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Gerber reaches second base with a double. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sisler for the out. Gerber moves to third. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gerber scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson takes first base on ball four. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus takes first base on ball four. Jacobson moves to second. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Wells. Jacobson moves to third. McManus moves to second. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Les Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Haney. The throw from Hargrave and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Les Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haney scores. That run is unearned. It's Browns, 1, Tigers, 1. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson strikes out. Two outs. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder hits a pop-up towards short. Tavner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blue. The throw from Hargrave and he is safe. Blue steals second. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner bunts towards third. Robertson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Blue moves to third. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler hits a line drive into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blue tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, Tigers. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards second base. McManus fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up towards third. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gerber hits a line drive into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Les Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0-for-1 in the game. Burke takes first base on ball 4. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wingo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-1 in the game. Manish hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burke moves to second. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Jacobson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bassler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McManus takes first base on ball 4. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Maynish chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Burke. Burke fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Burke. Burke throws it away. That's an error on Burke. McManus goes all the way around to score. Evans moves to third. It's Browns, 2, Tigers, 2. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargrave hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evans scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Browns. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burke fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robertson. The throw from Basler and he is safe. Robertson steals second. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0-for-1 in the game. Van Gilder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber misplays the ball. That's an error on Gerber. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tavener bunts in front of the plate. Hargrave fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to second. One out. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Basler takes first base on ball 4. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0-for-1 in the game. Wells hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jacobson. Blue scores. Basler goes all the way around to score. Wells moves all the way to home. Three runs are unearned. It's 5-3, Tigers. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Burke hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wingo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burke moves to third. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0-for-2 in the game. Maynish hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up towards third. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gerber hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-2 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Sisler reaches second base with a double. Gerber moves to third. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it and throws to third for the out. Gerber scores. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 5-4, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-0 in the game. With two walks. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wingo throws the ball into Haney, who relays the ball to Burke, who tags McManus trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Jacobson moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-2 in the game. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hargrave hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-2 in the game. Robertson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0-2 in the game. Van Gilder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robertson moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-3 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Robertson moves to third. Van Gilder moves to second. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gerber hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Wingo. Gerber reaches second base with a double. Robertson scores. Van Gilder scores. There goes Rice trying to get to home. Wingo throws the ball into Haney, who relays the ball to Basler, who tags Rice, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 6-5, Browns. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Basler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ty Cobb pinch hits for Ed Wells. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a pop-up towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Tigers 5. The Browns will come to bat. Jess Doyle now pitching. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Jacobson bunts towards the mound. Doyle fields it and throws to first for the out. Sisler moves to second. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herschel Bennett pinch hits for Joe Evans. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Herschel Bennett now playing left field. Les Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burke hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Noon pinch runs for Les Burke. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wingo takes first base on ball 4. Noon moves to second. Dave Danforth now pitching. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-3 in the game. Mainisch bunts towards the mound. Danforth fields it and throws to third for the out. Wingo moves to second. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-3 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Danforth can't make a play. That's a base hit. Wingo moves to third. Mainisch moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it, throws to home for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Tigers 5. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke now playing second base. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Doyle can't make a play. That's a base hit. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robertson bunts towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. Hargrave moves to second. One out. Dave Danforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danforth hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hargrave moves to third. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Rice is walked intentionally. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Doyle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Topper Rigney pinch hits for Jackie Tavener. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney strikes out. One out. Larry Woodall pinch hits for Johnny Bassler. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jess Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a pop-up towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Tigers 5. The Browns will come to bat. Topper Rigney now playing shortstop. Larry Woodall now catching. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Jacobson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Woodall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke bunts towards the mound. Danforth fields it and throws to first for the out. Haney moves to second. One out. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wingo takes first base on ball 4. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Heinie Mainisch. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jacobson. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Haney scores. Wingo goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 6. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.